Okay, so tonight, I will admit, it's not so much Lumdus, per se, but I thought it was interesting, it caught my attention, and then I kind of, like, fell into a rabbit hole on an idea that kind of grows out of the topic. So, because Rashi, at the very, very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, which is source number 1 and 2, the Pesukim say, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe v'Amidbar Sinai b'ol Moed b'achad l'chodesh hashni b'ashon hashinis l'tzeis m'yar s'sorayim nemor." So the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar says, Hashem tells Moshe, "Se'u es rosh kodas b'nei Yisrael v'shasol b'yis ha'vassam v'mismar shamos kol zachar l'gugol asam." So Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to count b'nei Yisrael. And who do you count? Mi ben esrim shana v'mala kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael tifkadu asam l'tzeva asam atav aron. Anyone who's 20 years or older, anyone who's going to go out into the army of Bnei Yisrael, that too you and Aaron should count. That's what the Pesukim say. Again, so who gets counted for Melchama? Anyone who is 20 and older. Rashi says something which honestly seems to be a pretty good diuk. Rashi says, source number 2, Kol Yotzei Tzava, Magid She'ein Yotzei B'Tzava Pachos Miben Eser. It teaches us that you do not go out into war unless you are 20 years old. Now again, it doesn't seem to be such a crazy diuk. It seems like it's pretty straightforward in the Pesukim. Rashi, the Pesukim seem to be saying, who do we count? We count 20-year-olds. Why do we count 20-year-olds? Because they're the ones who go out to the army. So generally when Rashi quotes something, we assume it comes from Chazal. In this case, it's not particularly clear if Rashi had a makor. When I say it's not particularly clear, meaning it could be he had a makor, we just don't know it. The Minchas Chinuch has a comment, which is actually how I found this, you know, topic. The Minchas Chinuch just says, like, Tzarechi and how Rashi knew this. Now, again, you could just answer the Minchas Chinuch's question, which is, the Pesukim say it. It's kind of the easiest answer. But I think what the Minchas Chinuch means is that we don't find a Makor in Chazal for this. I mean, we don't find a Chazal say this, right? And it does seem to be an obvious diuk. So why didn't Chazal say that you don't go to the army unless you're 20 years old? That would seem to be a pretty good diuk. So the Ramban al HaTorah here first just explains Rashi. Now again, you may say this is the obvious answer for what Rashi says, maybe. The Ramban says, "V'efsher shi'ya tam b'zeh b'abur she'ino chazak l'malchama pachas mi'asrim." It would seem to be, maybe, that the reason is you're not strong enough until you're 20. When you're 20 years old, your body has developed physically to a point where you're strong enough to go to war. U'kemosha amru, and says the Ramban, this is what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Ben esrim lirdof." Like they say that when you're 20 years old, it is time to do redifa, it's time to chase, to run. Now, a lot of our sheer discussion tonight is going to be, if you learn that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I think we're going to have 6 different pshatim into what that means, ben esrim lirdof. But the Ramban seems to say that lirdof means some kind of physical strength. That's when you're strong enough to go out into the world and to fight. Baruch atah Adonai Melech haolam,
shekol nivra. I guess it could mean to run away from me or her.
It could be a lot of things. We'll get there in a second, yeah. But then the Ramban says something interesting. Perhaps this whole phrase, kol yotzei tzava, kol hayotzim li ka'el ba'eda, just means people who go out to gather in the nation. Because the lad, the adolescents, however word you want to use for the na'arim, the children, lo yukalu b'tocham, they're not going to gather within the nation. Ki kol asivas am tikri tzava, because any gathering of the nation is called tzava. V'chin l'tzva tzava b'avod ha'tzava moed. Right, later on, when it talks about the gatherings in the olam moed, v'yashub mitzava havoda, again, they return from the gathering of the work. B'meros ha'tzavos asher tzavu, referring to the mirrors, whatever, that they write, these tzavos asher tzavu, we see that the language of tzava is not just a language of army, it's a language of gathering. So says the Ramban, who says that kol yotzei tzava even means army, the way Rashi reads it? Maybe it just means these are the people who go out to be gathered, right? And in context here, it's actually, right, makes a lot of sense. We're not really talking about war here, we're talking about count them, right? So says the Ramban, who says it's talking about war? In which case you would lose Rashi's whole diuk. 20 years old has nothing to do with going out to fight in a war. 20 years old is just the age that we count them again to be part of the count of the nation. Now again, the question is, what does that even mean? I'm not sure why a 20-year-old would be counted, right? What? Why not 13-year-olds? We generally assume that 13-year-old is bar mitzvah. or a 12-year-old, the fact that we would start counting at 20 seems a little bit strange.
No, 5 weeks until 20.
Oh, we're going to get there, right? But it would seem to be, why would we not count? Even so, though, Evan, even if that's correct, I'm not sure we're going to answer this question. Meaning, even if that's correct, why not start counting them at 13, even if they're not Chayav Misa? Meaning, even if they're Misa Deshamayim, we'll get there. But, meaning, still, the 13-year-old seems to be, you know, we're not going to, maybe I was going to, I'll mention this now because I think the question itself is such a great question. We're going to get to the fact, which Evan referenced, maybe we've all heard it before. The main focus of the shiur is going to be the idea that that Beis and Shamala doesn't punish if you're less than 20 years old.
So that's the Rosh
and
Chayesara. What? That's the Rosh
and Chayesara. There are a lot of Makoros for it, yeah. So the Maharal is quoted with the following question. I didn't see it inside the Maharal. I saw it in the Chacham Tzvi. It was a great kasha. The Maharal, he says, I don't understand. Ben Yud Gimel, you're Chayav Misos, which means that if you do a Chayt B'Shogeg, you're Chayav Karman Chattas. But you're not chayav for onshin until you're 20. So based in right, if the chatas is for a shogeg, based in shamata is not going to punish you, right? And you're not chayav based in shamala until 20. So it makes no sense, right? Well, right, we'll get there. Right? Sorry, I was too excited. It's a great question. There are different answers. It's a great question, right? Meaning I understand. It doesn't match, but we'll get there. Right now, what we have is just to review. Rashi, source number 2, seems to say you don't go out to the army until you're 20. The Ramban says not so pasha. That's what it's talking about. Maybe it's talking about gathering. But if you agree with Rashi that you don't go out to war till 20, maybe the reason is because you're not physically developed, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, ben esrim lirdo. Now, we are not going to discuss halacha l'maaseh as we never do. But I did hear someone tell me that when Rav Schechter talks about whether you should or should not go into the army, I have not heard this from Rav Schechter's mouth, but someone said this to me recently. Maybe it was a Rabbi Liner even. Someone said to me that when Rav Schechter says you should or shouldn't go to the army, he said you shouldn't go before you're 20. He just like says as like a Dover Pashut. And I assume his source is this Rashi, right? It's not in, I mean, there's no Shulchan Aruch per se on Melchama. The IDF certainly drafts younger than 20, but that's what someone said to me. I think it was Rabbi Liner that again, that Rav Schechter says, if you're going to go to the army, don't go before you're 20. I mean, even if you're going to choose to be enlisted, don't enlist before you're 20, because you're not supposed to go to the army, halachically speaking, until you're 20. Now, again,
most Hezder boys are not going to go before 20.
Right, it's true. Most Hezder boys go after, right, you're right. It's a good point. That's a great point. Right, so you're saying the average, right. Anyone going straight from high school, though, which is most Israelis, right, are less than 20, right? But you're right, most Hezder boys probably are 20 by the time they go to the army. I wonder if that was part of the cheshbon. I don't know. It's interesting. I actually didn't think about that. You're right. You're saying that wasn't just a cheshbon of like get some years of learning in first, which is what I always thought. You're saying there's mamash a cheshbon of halachically. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, so now let's go down the rabbit hole of this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Huyi Omer ben Chamesha on a Mikra. When you're 5 years old, you learn Mikra. Ben Eser the Mishnah. When you're 10, you learn Mishnah. Ben Shalosh Asher the Mitzvos. 13 the Mitzvos. Ben Chamesha Asher the Talmud. Always a good child on our educational system, but 15 you start learning Gemara. I've gotten this question before. Ben Shmon Esrei the Chuppah, you're 18 you get married. Also, we don't really do that. And then Ben Esrim Lirdov. And then when you're 20, that's when you start to be Rodev. So what is Lirdov? So look at the Bar Tanur in source number 5. Lirdov Achar Mizonosav. You gotta get you make a living. You got why? Lachar Shalom Mikra Mishnah Gemara Venasi Isha V'Holid Banim. Think about it. Do the math, right? 5 years old, you start in the Mikra Mishnah. You learn Gemara. You got married. We're assuming by the time you're 20, you now had kids, right? So what are you going to do? Tzarchu La'asra L'vach Shacham Zonosav. Now you got to make some money, right? If you now, okay, when you just got married, okay, so if I maybe you're living in your parents' home, maybe you, right? Now you have children, you got to get a job. I was joking with Harry Lanner, although I was only semi-joking. It's a good makor for the fact that, like, Shana Rishona, you should sit and learn. It's a good makor for that, right? Because he had a wife, he was married. Okay, but he doesn't have to work so hard, Shana Rishona. He has to wait until you have kids. You don't really have to work so hard. You like that makor? No, it's a good makor.
It's very funny because Shmuel just asked me that he wants to do that. I'm like, no.
Well, so, I'm going to tell Shmuel, this is it. This is the makor. You get 1 year. So that's shot number one. Perish Acher, and Evan, this is what you were referencing.
2 years, you got 2 years.
Ben Esrim Lirdov oso min hashamayim l'hanisho amasav. 20 years old is to when in Shamayim they start to again run after him to punish him on his actions. Aim based in Shamala, manish and pachsi ben Esrim. Because Beis and Shamala will not punish you until you are 20 years old. That's what he says. Now,
to be fair to the Ramban, I did want to find one of the Nosei Kelim Anavos who says like the Ramban. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, so he seems to like combine all three of these. Ben Esrim Lerdov, Litroa Chacham Zonosov, Gam Lotte Samachemis Yisrael. Ulam Chayev Gam Lerdov as Biyosar Acham Ritzos, right? So first of all, you're going to have to start working now. And you're going to have to go to war. And by the way, you also got to do more mitzvahs. Debez and Shaman and Manish and Pachsim and Eshim. So again, Tiferes Yisrael seems to just like take all three. And he's just like, yeah, you got to do all these things, right? 20 is basically when you become a grown-up, right? And now you got to do a lot of grown-up things. You got to make a living. You got to make sure you're doing the mitzvahs properly. And yeah, you got to go to war. There's all that time period. Now again, it doesn't seem to be, if you want to be a little bit more, you know, lumdish here, it doesn't sound like he's talking about physical strength per se, the way that the Ramban seems to say it. Again, he seems to be just saying this is the time of maturity, right? Exactly. A certain level of maturity. So the question is, first I just want to deal with, what's the source? Is there a source for this idea that Beis and Shamal does not punish until we are 20 years old?
So I thought we don't have to support ourselves after six.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
It's like Gemara. It's not like, you don't have to educate them. Like after six, they have to start. Like,
you don't have to. When you say you don't have to educate them.
So what? After six is considered educational stock. So, but,
so you don't have to educate them or you don't have to support them? Two different things.
Support, right?
Financial support and education are not the same thing.
This guy's learning all the time.
What?
So you're not paying for his education, learning on his own after six? How do you fit it with the Mishnah? So from six to 20.
Meaning once he's learned Mikra, six is because he's learned Mikra, just
six
to be clear.
Does,
right?
Then you have to pay for his education, but you have to still feed him.
Well, it depends if he's Samech HaShulchanah, but right, the Gemara, yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure the Gemara's are not saying he can't feed him, right? If he's Samech HaShulchanah, then he's...
But he's considered stock, right?
Right, okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with education. No one's saying, I don't even know if it's his education at six.
I thought the six-year-old started working.
Again, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm not disagreeing with you.
It seems like the mission seems like he wasn't working.
Oh, you're saying no. Oh, you're saying he's working. I thought maybe they're working for daddy, as opposed to working for himself, right? But I hear what you're saying. You're saying, how does this stem with the Gemara's in, where is that? The Basra? Or is that? I don't know. No, Kedushin talks about, doesn't say, the Gemara's Kedushin on Lama talk about when your Chi of Chinuch stops. But then doesn't talk about paying for stuff, I don't think. But, okay. So, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. It's a very, very long Gemara. I actually took out only part of it. But basically, the Gemara is talking about that, like, are the Avos going to taina for us? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy us, are the Avos going to taina for us? The Gemara first says that Avram and Yaakov, basically Hashem's going to say, like, should I destroy, your children are sinning? And Avram and Yaakov are like, yeah, they're sinning. Like, kill them. Like, basically that's what the Gemara says. You can look it up yourself. That's basically what the Gemara says. But Yitzchak stands up for us. Amrulo Yitzchak. So Hashem says to Yitzchak, Banecha chatuli, right? Your children are sinning against me. Amrulo Fan Rabbono Shalolam. Banai velo banayach? What do you mean? They're my children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not your children? B'shashek dimu fanecha nasal nishma karasal lahem ubani b'chari, right? When they said nasal nishma, you said b'nei b'chari. Achshav b'nei velo banecha. And now all of a sudden they're only my children? Yitzchak says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're your children. V'od, and furthermore, kamal chatu. I mean, let's be honest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much do they actually sin? Why? So says the Gemara, Kamash nosa shaladam shivim shana. Typical person lives 70 years. Dal esrim delo anash delayu. Take away 20 of those years because you don't punish for those years. We'll get back then in a second. Pashlu chamishin. Now it's only 50 years. Dal esrim vechamishin delay lusa. Take out 25. It's nighttime. They're sleeping. Pashlu esrim vechamishin. Now you only got 25 years. Dal tarti sari apalga detsluya umichal debes kise. Right. Basically, there's 12 and a half years where they're davening, they're eating, they're in the bathroom. Pashlu tarti sari apalga. They're so little. Imatasova es kula mutav. If you take all of them, great. Vimla paga alai paga alai. Basically, if you can handle 12 and a half years, amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, I'll take half of those. You take six, and I'll take six. Meaning, basically, come on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, I mean, how much are they even sinning? What? How much bad could they have done, anyways? I mean, like, really, right? So, but what's the first line? The other ones are explained, right? It just says take out 20 years. Why? So look at Rashi. Dal esrin delo anash delahu, shekain matzina medor hamidbar. We find this in our midbar. Shelo anash HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'esrim shana umala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only punished those who were 20 years or older. Dich siv, b'midbar azah yiflu pigrecha mi'ben esrim shana umala shalein yisam alai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says after the Chet of Meraglim that who are the ones that are going to be left behind? all those who are 20 years and older, right? Now, right? So what do we see? Why 20 years and older? If they were 13 and older, if they were bar mitzvah already, so why didn't they get punished? Why were they allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, right? Elamai, says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only begins to punish us at 20 years old, right? So if you're less than 20, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold that against you, right? That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Now, it's a little hard to understand, and we're going to get there. The very last Maramach is going to be focused on this, meaning, again, we tell our kids they're bar mitzvah at 13 years old. We tell them you became an adult. We tell them now you're responsible for your behavior. We say, Baruch Shepatrani, Miyoncho Shozeh, right? There's a lot that goes on, right? So now it sounds like we're saying, yeah, it's not real. It's not real. From 13 to 20, they're off the hook. It sounds like you're off the hook and they're off the hook, right? And then at 20, they're going to start to be accountable. That's what it sounds like. And really what we're going to focus on the rest of this year is this Nakuda, because it seems to be overly, it seems to be a little strange. That's what I would say. So I saw this one Maramakum. I'm not sure. I put the name in. The Markeves HaMishnah Le Rabbi something Ala Ashker, if you know who that is, Amasach HaSavos. There is a Markeves HaMishnah on the Rambam. I don't know if it's the same Markeves HaMishnah.
Ashker is a contemporary of the Chaver.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Okay. So the contemporary of the Machaber in Tzfat.
Just in my last year.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Okay, so the Markeves HaMishnah says the following. He actually has a very nice read of the Mishnah. And this gets to Evan. That's why I said your point. I was thinking of this when you asked your question. But Amar ben Esrim Lirdov. What does that mean? Hine ad Esrim hu ikar hachiv al adam shilamines bino Torah. V'yachanaches hamitzos l'asiyo isha. Until a kid's 20, it's actually on you, the parent, to make sure that he learns Torah. It's on you to mechanech hamitzos. It's on you to make sure he gets married. Amnam. Now the father's done. He's got to do it himself. Now you got to be good on your own. That's what it means, that Beis Shammah doesn't punish you until you're 20 years old. And it happens to be, the reason why I thought this was very interesting is, again, I don't know the history of our educational system well enough, but it happens to be our educational system seems to line up pretty well with these years, right? Not the marriage part of it, but the rest of it, right? Kids graduate high school, Berech 18, they go to Israel for a year, they come back, they're around 19, 20, and then, okay, now you're on your own, right? Now it's time for you to start making your decisions, right? Go on, again, it's interesting, right? It lines up pretty well. What, you're saying that they don't do it at 20? 20, 26, 27? But it's interesting, right? The age is pretty close. It's not that far off, right? To say that that's what it's saying. But again, the pshat is ben esrim lirdof, right? So basically, to lirdof means to go off on your own. That's what it means. To chase means to chase for yourself. I saw this Maharal, and I think he kind of brings it all together. Again, I don't think we're going to say anything that is a particular chiddush. But I happen to think it's a beautiful Maharal, and it brings together a lot of the different sources into one big idea, and I really think it's very, very nice. So we'll read through the Maharal, and not the whole thing, or at least to the beginning. Says the Maharal, Ben Esrim Lirdov, Pirush, Lirdov es achirim, ki ad esrim shana eino kal lirdov, Pirush, hu rodev es acher velimshol olav. So says the Maharal, and this is important, his translation, Ben Esrim Lirdov means to chase others, right? What does it mean, lirdov? It doesn't mean to chase your own money. It doesn't mean to chase for yourself, right? It means you start to chase other people. V'lefichach, etzel melchama, sheyesh ol adam, lirdov achar son of limshaleim, right? That's why, says the Maharal, why does a soldier start at 20? Because that's when you can start to chase other people and to conquer them. Dichsev, r'dfu michem, chamisha mea, v'chulu, eich yirdov achad, elef v'gomer. If Adam yotze l'mocha, in Adam yotze l'mochama, lirdov achu ben esrim shana, ki az ha'adam mevakish l'natzeach l'imshal acher. Says the Maharal, because until you're 20, you don't yet desire to go out and to conquer over other people. Why? Why is that? Why is the age of 20 when we start to do that? So he says, v'zehu dafka kasher hu ben esrim. That's specifically when you're 20. She'az mischadish bo koach shu mevakish l'mchol. Limshul. That's when you almost get this desire to conquer. Ki kasher ha guf hu b'shleim es gidol shelo. Because when the body is physically developed, as satsura hibashlemus, then what he calls, again, the Maharal's words is the chomer and the tzura. There's like the developmental, whatever, and the tzura is what gives it shape. Hatzura hubashlemus, the tzura is complete. Ve'inat tzura mutbes b'chomer. And the tzura is no longer just totally enveloped in the physical. Kamosha yakodim, ze hatzura mutbes b'chomer ati yishla mishpat hatzura. Because before, again, it was totally physical. Now it has more of an image. Ukamosha guf b'shlemus kashir ben shmona shana kacha tzura hi b'shlemus kashir ben esrim shana. Just like the body physically develops at 18, the tzura develops when he is 20. And then he says, v'zehu sha'amru ki Hashem yisbarach ma'amtina adam ad esrim shana. This is what the Gemara in Kedusha means, that a Kosh Baruch Hu waits a person until he's 20 years old, im lo nasi isha amar tipach ruchea. I think the language of the Gemara is Tipach Atzmoseh. But basically, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says if a person doesn't get married by the time he's 20, a Kadosh Baruch Hu said let his bones basically rot. Why? Ki ben esrim shana hatzuruhu b'shlemes roi she's isha, she ish tzura le'isha. I think what he's saying...
What does tzura mean?
So tzura is like having like a more, I call it spiritual, but a more of a form, right? Chomer is more like raw physicality. That's how the Maharal in general uses Chomer and Tzura. Chomer is like raw material and things that are more amorphous, and Tzura is when things have like a purpose and a form. That's how he uses it all the time. That, but I think what he's saying, and again, I think I'll try my best to explain what I believe he's saying, and then we'll get to the end here. I think he's saying something really, really beautiful, and he's bringing together a lot of ideas, which is that a person until they are 20 is very, very selfish. Right? That's basically what he's saying in different words, right? A person until they are 20, they are unable, almost, in a physical and a mental state, to think about others, right? They are completely, right, again, in less esoteric terms, they're completely underdeveloped, right? They're not developed to the point where they can then think about other people, right? Now, thinking about other people takes different forms, and that's, to me, why I think what he's saying is very, very interesting. Thinking about other people takes the form of conquering them and war and strategizing, right? And thinking about other people also takes the form of marriage and having children and building a family, right? It takes a very, very different form, but it's the same idea, right? Who do you want going out to war, right? You don't just want, again, for lack of better terms, an idiot who's just going to run into the field and start shooting, right? You want someone to be able to think and strategize and have a developed mind, right, to be able to approach things properly. It happens years ago, I did a... I used to teach this. There's a video, I believe it's a TED Talk. I don't remember who gave it. I didn't look before this class. But there's a TED Talk by someone about the adolescent brain. And again, it's like basically straight science. But the part of the brain, and I apologize in front of all these doctors, so you guys will correct me if I say anything wrong, but the prefrontal cortex, which is the area of the brain that develops latest in life, is the part of the brain that allows us to think about others and think about the other perspectives besides our own perspective, which is really what many people say is the difference between animals and human beings, right? It's the prefrontal cortex. It's the part of our brain that's able to see things from other perspectives. What this video does, though, which is very cool, is basically they do this study where they have this box, and some of the compartments are blocked, right? But they tell you where there are cars on the other side. You can't see the cars, but they're there, right? You know that. They tell you that there's no secrets, right? So the person says to you, let's say, like, I'm moving the box in this square, where should I put it, right? So you have to think, not what you see, because you can't see the car, you have to think of the box that he sees, because he's looking at the cars, right? Mm-hmm. You can't see the cars. It's a very cool video. And what they show, statistically speaking, over and over and over again, is that adolescents perform much, much worse than, like, young adults, right? It's not like they don't, you know, they just see consistently. Like, a 15-year-old does much worse than a 22-year-old, consistently. Why is that? Again, because the brain is not as developed. This isn't like a test.
It does worse.
Does much worse. Consistently worse. Why? Because perspective taking and seeing the other person's perspective is literally that part of their brain hasn't developed enough to really fully see it. This isn't a test of, like, selfishness. It's not a test of, like, you know, emotions. It's a test of, like, literally, can you, like, let yourself think the way they see it, or are you only going to see it the way you see it? And they saw consistently that it was happening the same thing. And I really think that is what the Maharal is saying in different words. I really think that's what the Maharal is saying. The Maharal is trying to say is that we're not developed enough until we're 20 to be able to really see things with perspective, right? To really have perspective is that, right? Everyone here has raised teenagers on some, right? As raising teenagers, raised teenagers, right? It's not like a big chiddush that I'm saying right now, right? This is what teenagers are, right? They're people who are very impulsive, make right, and they don't necessarily, right? think through things and see things from with perspective, right? Some of them are wiser than, we'll get that in a second. We'll actually get there in a second in source number 12. Some of them are wise beyond their years, but most teenagers are pretty consistent in their inability to think and see things through fully. Yes.
So, I mean, I read it a little differently, similar idea, but not that they were selfish, just that they couldn't think for themselves. That's kind of that, how I read it. Meaning that, where's the word? Where's the
yeah.
Shehu, he, Rodef et Achar, meaning he, at least the way I looked at it, is that they're told what to think when they're younger. So they're not actually thinking for themselves. And then once you're 20 and you have developed brain, you can make your own decisions. You're not just...
Okay, it's not that different, but I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But he says, you skip down now a bunch, see lefichach, like, I don't know.
But why does that manifest itself as mshol? Like, that, I think about someone who has perspective about other people and how they think. I see that as a positive thing.
So when he's
where you're coming from. Okay.
So I
want more peace.
Right. So when he says conquer here, I don't know. I don't know if he means conquer in like an evil sense, the way that you're presenting it, or the way. I think it's more that they have the foresight to see. Yeah. To almost desire to go that way, to be like.
You have to understand what
to accomplish.
The perspective
yeah.
is in order to conquer them.
Well, that's why I was saying.
I think that's part of it. Yes. Yes.
That's why I'm thinking it's like you're an individual. You have like.
But I'm saying I think part of that is yeah, yeah. Yeah, meaning unless I'm able to see, right?
Way of looking at it.
No, it's one angle of it, right? Mm-hmm. Correct. But so
it's amazing that they should get married and have kids before, though. But that you don't have to worry about it.
No, like, so that's why I think he's saying get 18, you're somewhat developed, right? That's what he's saying. 18, you're somewhat developed, right? But until you're 20, you're not really developed, right? So yes, you're getting married in your forming state. Right?
I'm saying that's an interesting thing in its own right. Meaning, yeah. I don't know that that's wrong or right or wrong. Maybe
I happen to be a huge proponent of get married young and dumb, so I'm totally in on that. Meaning, get married young and dumb before you realize how hard marriage is, and then like, you're like, yeah, like right. The all these 29-year-olds. This is actually not a joke though. In American society, all these 29-year-olds who have established careers and have done all these things. It is very hard for them to get married. They're so established in their own world that, yeah, like, I already built my own world. Like, I can't now, right? I'm saying there's a reality in that,
I'm speaking for myself here. I talk about this all the time. So me and Juliana were dating when we started dating at, like, very, very young. I was 17, right? So, and I always say that there's no, because you don't have your developed, it's interesting, because you don't have our own developed entity, meaning I don't really know. As we mature together, I don't really know like whose idea was certain things. It's just melded. I can't
that's
tell.
Exactly. I mean, that is this. That is this. So skip down to line to like 10 lines from the bottom. Lefichach, he says. Lefichach, based in Shamala in Manishin ad shehu ben esrim ki in based Shamala manishin ad shat sura shaladim b'shleimus built in mitbas b'chomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish you, right, until you're 20, because that's when you're complete. Right, that's what makes sense. Until you've developed completely, basically, and that's my own English translation, until you've fully developed, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to judge you. So then he says an interesting line, but based on Shamata, everything's not perfect down here, right? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world where everything is perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to wait till we're perfect to judge us. In this world where everything is certainly not perfect, so you're right, we start to punish, right? When a person is not necessarily perfect, and that is how Onesh works. Mm-hmm. I also think, he does not say this, and I didn't put this Marmakam on the sheet, but Rabbeinu Bechaya in Sefer, in the parasha by Ir Nidachas, I don't remember exactly which pasuk it's on, but in that area, there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya Sefer Devarim, where he talks about the fact that Onesh in based in Shalmata has a lot to do with like scaring other people and forming a society, right? There are a lot of times, and I say this as a principle very openly and honestly, a lot of times when you have a consequence, yes, it's about the person that you're dealing with, but it's also a whole lot about the other people in the school, right? If I don't punish this person for doing A, right? So everyone else is going to think that A is okay. When I'm dealing with this one kid in front of me, so maybe, you're right, maybe it is some, and there are times, and I say this as a principle, there are times where like I almost feel badly because I don't think that this kid realized even what he was doing necessarily, and I have that conversation with him, but I say at the same time, I can't not punish you, right? I can't not have that with you, right? Like I have a boy right now, and I say it honestly, I know, but I have a boy right now who really struggles with davening. He really, really struggles with davening. And And I've had conversations where I said, listen, you know, as much as I want to ignore your struggles with tefillah, if I don't, like, give basic rules for, like, how to behave in tefillah, like, it's about the other kids in the room. Like, it's not just about you. I said, like, regarding you, like, okay, I might not care about A, B, C, D that you do, right? Let's say he puts his head down during the davening, right? So I might not care that you put your head down during the davening for you. But I care about the makom tefillah here, and I care about the fact that the other kids are going to see you with your head down, and they're going to care about that, right? So it actually makes a lot of sense. When you talk about Beis Shamata, we're talking about an imperfect human world. Yeah, the reality is we have to punish a little bit, even when you're right. It's not about us judging you in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge you. We're judging you based on, like, society. And for society's sake, we need to judge you, right? And I think that's what the Maharal means. We are an imperfect world, and for the imperfect world that we live in, we have to judge that way. In the perfect world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu may actually wait until you're 20 years old and then say, okay, now it's right to punish you. Now, besides the fact that that this is a fascinating idea, I will say, I'm mainly speaking to myself, but out loud, it's a very important idea when dealing with teenagers, because I do think it's a really, really important perspective taking to take teenagers, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Olam HaTorah, sees the fact that you're not necessarily at a stage where you're making great decisions, and they're not even going to hold you accountable for those decisions. I mean, there's a certain perspective taking of, like, you know, feeling more positive and feeling like when a kid makes a mistake, that your understanding of it, it's much easier, in my opinion, to be understanding of, listen, we make mistakes, we're young, we don't understand, we're not developed yet, we're not there yet, right? We try and train certain behaviors, we try and teach people to think a certain way, but a lot of times they just can't. They can't. I would say I deal with this a lot. They can't. They're not there yet. They're not ready to think that way, right? And Chazal recognized that, and the Torah recognizes that, and we don't punish them until then. I was listening, Ray Lanner sent me to this, I will give the full credit to the Maror Makom, to Rosrilli Bornstein. So he gave a shir on his Daf Yomi himself as Baba Bas, just Rabbi Lanner found it online. So he was connecting this actually to a very halachic Gemara. The Gemara himself as Baba Bas, on the end of the Masechta Daf Kufnan Hey, talks about when a katan can sell his father's nechasim, right? Meaning basically, let's say unfortunately a father passed away when a child is young, and the child now says, okay, great, I want to get rid of my dad's stuff. I want to sell the estate and move on and start real estate, right? So when can he start doing that? So the Gemara actually has a machlokas, and the opinions are pretty surprising. Rava Amar Rav Nachman ben Shimon Esrei Shana, he has to be 18. Rav Huna Bar Chinan Amar Rav Nachman ben Esrei Shana, he has to be 20. Now again, when I say it's surprising, because again, to us, in halakha, we generally think, again, 13. I'm 13 years old, I'm an adult. I thought I could make decisions now, right? No, the Gemara says you cannot sell your estate until you're 18 or 20. The Gemara even talks about, you know, is this only Nechsei Aviv? Let's say it's Nechsei Atzmo. Somehow he got it on his own, right? Okay, but I'm saying it's clear, right, that we don't think just because you're a bar mitzvah boy, that means that you now have the full level intelligence. Maybe there are limitations on your right on your developmental stages, right? Maybe there is your das has not been developed enough to make those decisions. That seems to be, there's a lot of marmakos to support that. I kind of limited it. There's the Rashi Minyan Chayesara. There are midrashim about Adam Harishon, that when Adam was born, he was 20. That's why he was able to be punished, because that's other, he wasn't 20. There's a lot of midrashim about this that seems to support this idea. Just as like a marmakom, though, we actually quoted this Maror Makom recently in another shir, but the Noda Behuda felt very strongly this is not true. If you look at the last source, Uladati Gamkin Lo Mistaber Shelo Yeshem Ona Shemayim Al Adam Kodem Esrim Shana. Yeah, it's impossible. You're telling me HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do any punishment until you're 20? V'nimtza Olam Hefker V'yirtzeach Esreyeyu. Right? It's a Hefker world. The 16-year-old's going to kill people and say, sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to hold me accountable. K'shelo Yeshem Edom, there's no Edom, in Afi Yasa Kol Tevus Hashem. He's going to do adultery and all the other sins and say, listen, no one's watching. So he reads it a little differently. It's a very interesting read. He says that what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish someone in this world until they are 20 years old. So he says even stronger, any act that a person does any time in his life, even from his onas pu'utos, which is like 8 or 9 years old, anything that you did, once you had some level of das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be done on you in Achar Me'ev Esrim. Achar Me'ev Esrim, you have to take face din v'cheshbon on that. Now, I think what he means, and I'm not saying anything that I think is such a huge, I think what the Noda Behuda means is that if when you get 20 years old, you do tshuva and all those acts, so obviously you're not going to be judged for that, right? But the pshat is, don't think that, like, you know, you turn 20 and you're like, okay, now I'm going to start to focus, now I'm going to start. No. You're going to get down to cheshvan, everything that you did up until this point. So go back and think about what you did. Are you proud of it? Are you not proud of it? Are you doing tshuva on it, right? He's not saying that you can't do tshuva. The pshat is that don't think you're just off the hook, right? There is, and that what it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu right now is not going to judge you. He's going to wait till you're 20, and then he can judge you. Now, it happens to be, if you want to come full circle for a second, I'm a little scared to say what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. It could be, now if we come full circle, this makes a lot of sense in the pshat that you don't go to the army till you're 20. Why do I want to say that? I want to say as follows. And again, it's a little scary what I'm about to say, but I think it may be the pshat in the Chazal. Take it or leave it. It could be that the pshat is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I'm not going to judge you in this world, right, until you're 20. So a person up until they're 20, now you could go both ways with this. Either you're better off or you're worse off. I don't know if you're better off or you're worse off, right? But if you're 18 years old and you go into the army, right? And if we're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be down on you until you're 20, right? So you, again, where are you? Are you in a good state or a bad state, right? And I'm not sure the answer to the question I'm about to say, right? But what it does make sense is we don't want to send you to war until we know whether or not it's roi for you, right, to be saved, right? Which is why someone who has sins, right, at least he goes one opinion in the Gemara, someone who feels afraid of the sins that he has, he's actually chozer me'orcha melchama. He goes back from war, right? If you're going to war, the idea is that you're going because you think you have the zechuyos to be saved, right? But if you're not 20, so you don't yet have anything, right? You're nothing. You're in limbo stage, right? So we don't want to send people in limbo to war. We want to send people who are, right, who are at the level where Kadosh Baruch Hu feels that you're right to get judged appropriately, so then you can face it, as opposed to, like, kind of a crapshoot. That's what I would say. If you're less than 20, it's kind of a crapshoot. You don't have anything to go. If you're 20, right, coming full circle, then that makes that's a good time to go to war. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you could face a proper judgment, kilu, right, in war, whether or not you have the zechuyos tobacco or you don't. But up until that point, it's
bar action also means bar zechuyos.
No, but it means that you're.
Until you're 20, you're like some 12 and more meaningful either.
I would say you don't. I don't think you can't get mitzvos. I think you know. I don't think anyone would say you're not going to get mitzvos. I think the pshat is that you don't have. You're not someone who a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be down on properly. That's how I would phrase it. Not that you don't have zechuyos. So you could argue that, right. So you could argue the argument. You could say he only has zechuyos and he has no negatives. He's the best guy to send to war. Right. That's what, you could make that argument. That when he's 18, he's all zechuyos. He's nothing bad. It's only good. Right. You could make that argument as well. Or you could say if we want to be LPMS, right, we want to put the guy who we say is really, you know, in the right place. Again, you could go both ways.
Okay.
What? You would say.
I wouldn't have called it.